Hello and welcome to Life Changing Radio's Weekend Magazine. I'm Matthew Fake. A new faith-based home for expectant mothers is in the works in this area. It is going to be called Life House and is expected to provide a multitude of services to help expectant and young moms get their lives underway. Life Changing Radio's Ann Callahan sits down with two of the people behind Life House, Cheryl Carlson and Mary Rose. That's up next on Life Changing Radio's Weekend Magazine.
Good afternoon. I'm Ann Callahan, and I have two special guests with us today. They will be sharing the vision for Lifehouse, a faith-based nonprofit resident home for expectant mothers. This home will shelter women through their pregnancy and offer hope, support, and life skills while raising their babies through the first year. Lifehouse plans to provide a mentoring and parenting curriculum as well. Cheryl Carlson is the founder and vice president of Lifehouse. Her vision was to have a safe home for girls and women with an unplanned pregnancy. She and her husband, Rich, raised five children and now enjoy five grandchildren. Cheryl, at 17, was a young mother with an unplanned pregnancy. She knows firsthand the fear an unplanned pregnancy creates. Her dream is becoming a reality through Lifehouse. Cheryl has life experience as a CNA in home health care and hospice and has served as a nanny for special needs children. She has a great love for people, but especially for single moms. Mary Rose serves as the secretary and board member of Lifehouse. Mary Rose was raised in a secure home and found herself with an unplanned pregnancy at 20 years of age. Her faith in God has been her strength, and she is continually growing in the Lord. She and her husband, John, have been married for 47 years. She has raised five children and enjoys 14 grandchildren. Both she and her husband volunteer at the local pregnancy help center. Welcome, Cheryl and Mary Rose.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Cheryl, let's start with you. The idea of Lifehouse was your dream. Share with our listeners your memories of being a young mother. Was there uncertainty and fear that you experienced? How did those experiences result in your dream for Lifehouse?
Well, it was the beginning of my senior year of high school when I first suspected that I might be pregnant. The world seemed to stop. I immediately felt like everything I knew and wanted was going to change, and not for the good. Dreams of going to college, living on campus with other students, the fun, the challenges, and everything involved seemed to just disappear before my eyes. And because of the ideals that I was raised with in my home, I truly believed that an unplanned pregnancy would not be welcomed in my home. I had been fortunate that I had been introduced to Right to Life when I was 12 years old and had been active in that, so I was fully aware of what the truth of a pregnancy was and the tragedy of abortion, and that was just not an answer for me. I knew that if I was pregnant, then I was going to have this child. I pondered this and fretted over it some in my mind for a few weeks before telling anybody. And soon I found myself very, very sick with morning sickness, which for me was about 24 hours a day.
Wow.
My mother, being a good mom, was much more intuitive to what was going on in my life than I like to give her credit for. And she asked me if I thought I might be pregnant, and I told her I thought I was. And so we got a pregnancy test, which confirmed that I was soon going to have a baby. And so I also told my boyfriend, and we decided to get married. So 3 weeks after my 17th birthday, I was married. Life changed incredibly quick. And even though the fear of being on my own was dismissed as my family accepted this new truth of mine, it was still very scary. There were many nights that my husband and I both, we were 17 and 19, you know, laid in bed and cried at night because both of our plans had been changed, everything that we knew. And so it was with these fears that really shook me inside and changed how I saw everything. I also had four other girls in my senior class that were also pregnant. And I saw, even at that time, a large need for something like Lifehouse. how do I support these other girls around me? And I soon became involved in a steering committee in my school with other students, the school nurse, and one of the counselors. And we started planning a childcare center for our high school.
Very nice.
So even at that time, I was trying to reach out and do something to serve that this was a demographic of people that didn't have the needs.
Thank you for sharing that really sensitive subject. Cheryl, what message do you want to give young pregnant women who may be listening to you now?
My message would certainly be that you don't have to go this alone, that there are people that will love you right where you are at, people that want to help you and guide you and show you how wonderful becoming a parent can be. There are people there to help you get what you need to take care of yourself and your baby. They'll give you the tools for success in life. Carrying your child within you should be a joy and a wonderful time that you are able to enjoy this perfect gift, not a time of fear of the unknown.
The Lord uses our experiences, Mary Rose. How has the Lord influenced your passion for women and baby advocacy?
Well, like Cheryl, I've learned that that unplanned pregnancy has been a real blessing in my life. And also, it led me to CareNet, where I'm serving as executive director now. I've spoken to many women that have had deep regrets about their past abortions. One of them, I remember, said, if it hadn't been legal, I never would have done it. Single moms at CareNet have told me, people said having a baby would change my life. What they didn't tell me is that it would be for the better. And that's what so many women find. You know, it's a crisis in the beginning, but such a blessing as the years go by.
Thank you for sharing that. The core values of Lifehouse are faith, family, and empowerment. Mary Rose, can you explain the importance of each of these values?
Everyone that's on the steering committee for Lifehouse, everyone that's felt drawn to the steering committee, is there because we love Jesus. That's our unifying factor. We realize that with faith, with God, in God, all things are possible. And that's what's brought us together and brought us this far. I picture a plaque in Lifehouse that reads, a single mother who walks with God is never raising her child alone. That's what we want to share with the mothers that come into our home. Family is another value. God designed the family unit. Family is the building block of a healthy society. And again, I think of people like Ben Carson and others who had single moms who had a strong faith and raised them, and how these children are blessing society nowadays. And we want to share that with the young women that come into our home. And as far as empowerment goes, every life is precious and unique, created with a purpose and a plan. We want young women to know, we want everyone to know, God does not make mistakes. There isn't such a thing as a baby that's not supposed to be here.
Thank you. Cheryl, what would you say a day at Lifehouse looks like? Would there be classes in life skills? Or I think you just touched on this, Mary Rose, about Bible studies. Would each woman be sharing in the workload, like cooking and cleaning? Or is there going to be a staff? How's that all going to look?
Well, we see that Lifehouse will be an incredible place of volunteer staff that will be rotating through. There will also be house parents there. We're looking at that will probably be my husband and I. And a day at Lifehouse would be, you know, there will be a schedule. There will be an organized time where they need to be at breakfast in the morning. Yes, there are always circumstances that they can't. That new mother that's been up all night is not going to be required to quick get up and shower and get to the table. So there will certainly be grace in all of it. But after a corporate breakfast together, there will be classes available. And each will depend on where those mothers are at in their walk. Some of them may still be finishing their high school journey. Other moms may be looking to involve themselves in college courses. We will have these things available to them. There'll be parenting classes available that we will use, the parenting classes that are offered through CareNet. As a sister ministry, we will be able to work together in these different projects. There will be cooking classes. They'll be teaching them to sew a little bit, teaching how to garden, skills for living a life on their own, but most importantly, skills on how to love your baby unconditionally, how to love yourself through this time, how to learn about themselves. And they will also see Jesus through all that we do. There will not be a demand for they must attend a church or they must attend Bible study, but it will be all around them. It will be through who we are. And there will be Bible studies in the home that they will be invited to attend. And they'll certainly be invited to join each of us or any of us on Sunday mornings, as we have many different fellowships represented through our volunteers.
It sounds like a lot of opportunity for these young ladies. Today we have two guests, Cheryl Carlson and Mary Rose Prey. They've been sharing the vision for Lifehouse, a faith-based nonprofit residence home for expectant mothers. This home will shelter women through their pregnancy and offer hope, support, and life skills while raising their babies through the first year. Mary Rose, could you share with our listeners the life skill classes women at Lifehouse could expect?
Classes cover healthy relationships, body image, personal finance, anger management, healing from past hurts, and developing your life plan.
Excellent. Those sound like really interesting classes. Will there be parenting instructions as well? Cheryl, what valuable lessons have you learned yourself that you would want to be taught?
The most important lesson is that it's okay to ask for help. Yes, we have to step up to the plate a little quicker when unexpectedly becoming a parent, and it's hard and it is a lot of work. But asking for help and really listening to the counsel given you is what's going to get you to the next level. There's not one correct textbook answer for each situation, especially in parenting. You can't even parent your own children in the same exact way. Every child is different and each will have different needs. But with the help of others to navigate the way, it is a remarkable journey.
I'm guessing that you're going to need many volunteers at Lifehouse. Mary Rose, what do you need volunteers to do?
Well, we visited and Zoomed with other homes for single mothers already. And what we learned is that they have lots of volunteers that come in to teach classes, help with transportation, provide respite time for the house parents that are there, help with repairs, help with fundraising, help moms move into their own apartments after their time at Lifehouse, and ideally each mom will have a mentor to walk alongside her.
I'm sure it's going to take a lot of funding for this Lifehouse. Cheryl, if someone's listening wants to contribute to the cause, who do they contact, and are there individual churches becoming involved by taking up an offering perhaps to see this dream of Lifehouse become a reality?
Listeners that want to contact us can go to our website at www.lifehousemaine.org. There they will find out more about us, and under the Contact Us page, there is a PayPal link for those that want to donate, or they could also send a check to Lifehouse Maine, P.O. Box 1043, Brunswick, Maine, 04011. And individual churches, we are just starting our fundraising. We just got our official nonprofit status a few weeks ago. And so we will be going out to area churches and sharing our stories and hoping to pick up not only the church as a sponsor, but individual people that would choose to sponsor on a monthly basis, much like some of the nonprofit radio programs have sponsors.
Mary Rose, I learned this on the website. It said that 2019 was a year of vision where you pulled all your ideas together. 2020 was the year of establishment, where you created documents and bylaws, applied for your 501c3 status. And this year is a year of acquisition where you're gathering volunteers, fundraising, and building. And this dream is moving forward. And hopefully it's going to become a reality by the end of 2021, I believe is what you said. So how are you and the Lifehouse Board of Directors progressing in the fulfillment of this dream?
Our main focus right now is our home campaign And it's gotten off to a great start. Even last year, before we got our 501c3, we had people donating, sharing our vision for Lifehouse. I know one couple who learned about us through the church had moved out of the area, but they sent us $1,000 and said, we have been praying for 20 years that the Mid-Coast area would get a house like Lifehouse. So this was such
sweet.
This was such an affirmation, like Cheryl's email came in 2019, right before the CareNet banquet. And then at the CareNet banquet, I asked if there was anybody else that shared this vision, and that's when Paul and Rachel Bassamo contacted, and Adele said she was interested, and then it just bloomed from there. We have like a dozen members on this committee now, all sharing this vision that we have. We're thinking there might be somebody in the Mid-Coast area here who has a house, and they're like, well, Lord, what can I do with this home? Maybe it's perfect for Lifehouse, or somebody that has a house on the market that would say, you know, I'd like to, you know, I need to have money for the house, but I'd willingly take it off the market and give you 6 to 8 months to do the fundraising. That's what happened at the Shepherd's Godparent Home. They actually had a church that signed a loan with them for $250,000, and within 8 months they had it paid off because people knew, you know, there was something concrete there and people donated. Yeah, we're just really excited to see what God is going to do. One of the things that happened right at the beginning, one of the steering committee members, and I mean right at the beginning, we'd only been meeting for about a month, and she came to us with a vision prayer. And she has Habakkuk 2:2-3 as one of the verses. Then the Lord answered me and said, write down the vision clearly upon the tablets so that one can read it readily. For the vision still has its time, presses on to fulfillment, and will not disappoint. If it delays, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not be late. And this is our vision prayer. Father, please prepare for us a home for single mothers that we may care for your children. Come to our aid in locating one in the Mid-Coast area. Assist us in receiving a financial sponsor for this home. Send us a director and volunteers to serve in this endeavor. Help us to share your love by ministering to your people. O Holy Spirit, please grant us wisdom to lead us through the maze of regulations, contracts, zoning codes, and related documents. Guide us in selecting a name for our home. Father, we ask all this in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Regulations to go through, just getting our state approval and then our federal approval. And we've got financial assistance already, people helping us that way. We have a director in Paul, and we have, you know, house parents already and other people who want to volunteer. Yes, there's going to be more challenges with zoning codes and regulations, but He's answered so much in 1 year, you know? So we know that house is out there, and we're just really excited, you know, waiting to see what God will do.
Everyone has great expectation of the future. My next question is for both of you ladies. How has living through an unplanned pregnancy at such a young age formed who you are today? Cheryl, why don't you go first, and then Mary Rose, you can give your input.
Going through that trial at such a young age taught me that when you're faced with challenges that seem just mountainous to you, when you are leaning on God, you find the strength. You're braver than you ever believed that you ever were. You are stronger with his strength than you ever thought imaginable. And that you learn how to be strong and make tough decisions that are often mean admitting that you're wrong, admitting that you don't know what you're doing, which is probably the most humbling and toughest thing to do. But when you're able to do that, you find that you are not alone, that there are other people there to help you. None of us were meant to go through any of life alone. We are not meant to be islands unto ourselves.
Right.
We need each other. And becoming a mom at such a young age made me really realize the joy of parenting, but made me realize how much we really do need other people.
Mary Rose, how about you?
Well, having this unplanned pregnancy really strengthened my husband and my walk with the Lord. We both prayed the sinner prayers, I in my late teens, he in his early 20s, but we really hadn't done anything with it. We weren't living for the Lord. And just having our daughter helped us to recommit our life to Jesus, and it's made all the difference. It's been 47 years now, and it's that unplanned pregnancy way back over 40 years ago that it's affected so many people's lives in such a positive way.
Beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. What memory do you have of the first time you held your baby? Mary Rose, why don't you answer, and then I'm going to ask Cheryl. What was your emotional state? How were you when you first held that baby in your arms?
I'm going to be really honest with you because it was such a stressful pregnancy for me. Like Cheryl, I was sick most of the time. I was working. And, you know, I honestly wondered how I was going to really feel about this baby. And I'll never forget, she was born and she started crying. And we knew her name was going to be Amy. And I'm laying on the delivery table and they've taken her off, you know, to clean her up. This was 48 years ago before they put babies on you and let you spend time with them. And I remember just going, oh, Amy, Amy, don't cry. And the nurse looked at me really strangely because her name was Amy, too. She was like, oh. And then, you know, they said, well, you can have your baby when you go back to your labor room. I couldn't believe that intense feeling of, you know, you want to protect your baby. You just love your baby. And honestly, though, I didn't have it until she was born.
Thank you. Cheryl, what about you?
When that first moment when they placed my son Eric in my arms, it was a moment. It was a lifetime in a moment. It was just every fear was gone. I knew with just an uncertainty that everything was going to be okay. That me and this baby, we were going to face the world. No one was going to take him out of my arms. Everything that I had thought I had lost didn't matter. None of it could even compare to what I now held. He was more important than anything I thought I'd lost. I'd gained it all the moment he was given to me. And it was worth it all. In that moment, it was worth it all.
Thank you so much for sharing that. Mary Rose, is there anything you'd like to tell our listeners about Lifehouse before we conclude the interview?
Well, we all on the steering committee feel so honored to be able to be working with our Lord and Savior to bring this this vision to reality here in Midcoast, Maine. I think that's one of the things you realize. No matter what's going on in the world, a baby truly is God's opinion that the world should go on. Like I said before, a single mother who walks with the Lord is never raising her child alone. So we want to bring that kind of hope to the Midcoast area.
Amen to that. Cheryl, how does it feel to see your dream becoming a reality?
Oh my goodness, it's overwhelming. And it's humbling. I prayed for this for so long, and there were times that I thought, is this ever going to happen? When's this going to happen? Although I was very busy raising five kids and did not have time for any of this to happen. But God kept a vision of it in front of me. I drew pictures of the house. I planned the garden that would be in the backyard. I thought of it all. It was always right in front of me. And when I first shared this and people started coming in with their other ideas, at first I was very possessive of it. And I was like, wait a minute, no, that's not right. That's not how I saw it. Now, and I finally had to sit with my steering committee and go, I have to be honest, this is really overwhelming me because for so long I carried it and it was so personal and I never saw the scope of people that it would take to make this run. I just thought someday I would open my home after my kids moved and have a couple little rooms where a couple girls would come in and my husband and I and Jesus would help them out. And God's plans are so much bigger than Mars. And, you know, I was like, God, why is this so big? But I only saw so small. And he said, if I'd given you the whole vision, you would have run from it. Because it is big. What I'm doing is big. But I am big, and I can carry this through. And just in the few weeks that we've been starting our fundraising, like, the word's barely gotten out there, and it's coming in left and right. And every time something comes in for our ministry, I'm just like on my face again. I'm like, God, you're so big, and I think so small. And my vision for it is growing. My understanding of it is growing, even though I thought I had it all figured out at one point. And now I'm not afraid to look at that bigger house, at that bigger property, in order to make this dream come through, because it's not something I will do on my own. I have a fantastic group of people all around me, all of us with a heart for Jesus, all of us with a heart to serve these young moms. And God is going to bring it through. There's no doubt.
We are wrapping up our time with Cheryl Carlson and Mary Rose Prey. Thank you so much, ladies, for your willingness to come and share about your vision for Life House. Listeners can learn more or donate. Go to the website, lifehousemaine.org. The phone number is 207-409-1407. An army of volunteers are needed, from babysitters to teachers, accountants, carpenters, landscapers, and so forth. You have the power to make a difference. Is God calling you to have a part in Life House? God bless you, ladies. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you.
That's our program for this week. Thanks a lot to Ann Callahan from your Life Changing Radio for that great discussion with Cheryl Carlson and Mary Rose. They are with Life House, a new faith-based home for expectant mothers, a very exciting new project here in Maine. You can learn more by going to lifehousemaine.org or by calling 207-409-1407. That's the program for this week. We thank you very much for joining us, and we'll talk to you again next weekend here on Life Changing Radio's Weekend Magazine. If you have any questions or comments about this program, or you have an idea for an upcoming show, you can reach me anytime at Matt, that's M-A-T-T, at lifechangingradio.com.